English, please, and Catherine.
Thank you for calling Local Splash. My name is Lily. How can I help today?
Hi, my name is Brian Murphy, and I've been a customer for a little while, maybe a few years. I've since retired, and I'm not painting anymore. So I just want your service to end and no more charges.
I see. Okay, not a problem. Let me go ahead and pull up the account here. It'll just be a moment, okay? Thank you.
A and B painters, landscaping, and whatever. You still with me?
Yes, I'm so sorry. It's just going to be a second while I pull up the account information. It's just taking a minute. So sorry about that. Just another moment. Thank you. Here we are. Thank you so much for your patience. I believe I'm speaking with Brian, you said, right? From A&B Painting, Cleaning, and Landscaping?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. Let's see what's going on. And you said you wanted to discontinue the service?
Yeah, I've retired. I'm not doing it anymore.
Oh, you retired. Okay, I completely understand. No worries. Let me go ahead and process this for you. It looks like we only have hosting of your website, right?
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay, just another moment.
Will that save me about $35 a month?
Yes. So canceling the account would save you $39 every other month. We're actually only billing you every other month because you have our loyalty program, it looks like.
Right.
Yeah, so it's every other month you are paying $39. If you did want to, for any chance, keep it, if you're doing, you know, part-time or anything like that, we can bring it down to $29 a month, and then I can actually increase the frequency. So you would pay one bill, and then the next two would be waived, and then you'd pay again, and then the next two would be waived. That is something that we can offer for you in case you may be interested. I just didn't want to throw it out right away because I know you mentioned you're retiring, but there are some clients that will retire and keep the website live in case they have someone else doing jobs or if they're doing it part-time.
So you're saying $29 every 3 months, is that it?
Yeah, so every 3 months. So for example, January you would pay, February, March would be waived, and then you would pay again in April. And that pattern would continue for the life of the account.
So it'd work out to be like $10 a month.
Exactly, which is unbeatable. Definitely.
So, yeah. And every 3 months, you had $40.
So it would actually be a little less because it's $29 and it's every 3 months. So yeah, it's a little less than $10 a month.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if you would like a hold, if you'd like to consider it, but we can also offer you a hold if it's necessary. But you do have our loyalty program, so it is a good time to, you know, maybe consider these options, because once the account is canceled, we won't be able to reapply the loyalty program. So it's actually a good idea if you'd want to put it on hold to consider it. We can do that as well.
Yeah. I could try one last spring. I'm just taking very, very few jobs. I'm too old to be climbing up high ladders. I'm taking small jobs. So we'll see what kind of calls I get.
Okay.
You know, so yeah, you could do the $29 every 3 months.
Okay, no problem. I'll be more than happy to do that for you. And did you want any changes on your website right now? Are you happy with the website? I can always have our website development team give you a call and review that with you in real time in case you need changes or anything like that.
Well, the login is just your phone number. Is that it?
Yes, so the login to your client dashboard is your phone number and then the password that was assigned. Let me go ahead and send that to you here.
I think I will still have it.
Okay. All right. Yes. So, no worries. Your username is always going to be your phone number and then the password is, B-Splash. So it's just one word. No capitals.
Okay. Yeah, I'm in it. And, you know, it says local leads, zero, total results, zero. Great. Facebook ad clicks, not subscribed. Listings, 7. So what are the listings? Oh, those are the different places. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's part of a different products that are available. But because you have the hosting only package, it's not going to show you all of those statistics. It's really just will be available for you to access your website to make changes and add photos as well and, you know, any updates that need to be made as far as the content to the website. If you do get leads through the website, though, they will appear in the leads section, of course, for the website specifically.
So the first page I connect to has local leads, listings, reviews, Google profile actions. It's been so long since I've been on it. I don't even know where to look for pictures or where does it say website? Clicking on website now.
Yeah, if you click on website, it'll take you to a place that has the website editor. It'll be towards the bottom. If you scroll down, it'll say website editor. It's a blue button.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you click on there, that's when you can actually make the edits yourself. But if you would like to just add photos to your account and have us add them to your website, you would not click into the website section of the dashboard. You would actually click into business info. And on that business info tab, once you scroll down all the way to the bottom, then you can add photos, change your logo, cover image and things like that.
Okay, I was just trying to listen, but I was looking at this. I don't see any of the pictures that we put on the site before.
Let me check that. Okay, are you on the business info tab?
I went to just website so it says home. Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, website is different because the website was only going to show what's current there. But if you want to see all of the photos that we have for your profile that we can merge onto your website, you'll go to business info. So you'll click on the business info tab, and then from there, it's a tab. Uh huh.
And I don't see that.
Oh, you don't?
I don't
okay.
See that thing.
All right, let's see. At the top of your screen, are you seeing the options home, leads, website, listings? Do you see all those options or no?
I'm on home, and it just says different painting options.
Okay.
And it's from the menu.
And you're seeing this on your cell phone, I believe, right?
No, my laptop.
on your laptop. Okay. You should see a menu from left to right at the top that has different things like home, leads, website, listings, Google Insights. You don't see any of those options at the top of your screen?
It just says home, and it's when you pull down the home menu, it talks about interior painting, exterior painting, custom painting, painting services, about, and then the other thing, you pull up pages and it says home, services, about, gallery. Maybe gallery is what I'm looking at. Okay, there's the gallery. Those are photos.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're looking at your actual website. You're not in the client dashboard. I apologize. So to add photos onto your website, you'll have to go into your dashboard again and then click into the business info tab versus the one we were on right now, versus the website one. So when you go in your dashboard and you click on the website tab, it'll take you to the website editor, right? But right where that website tab is, if you just keep looking to the right, you'll see other tabs. Like listings, Google Insights, ad campaigns, and then the very last option is business info.
I'm not seeing that.
No? Okay. Let's see.
There's home services, about, gallery, contact. That's
yeah.
And then this thing at the top, that magnifying glass. Sight at a glance, side comments, changes auto saved, undo, preview, republish, all bookmarks. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. You're still in the website editor section, it sounds like.
Click local splash. Okay. So when I click local splash, I get back to the page with the leads, listing, Facebook, and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So where are you saying? Yeah.
Perfect. So you should see at the top of your screen all those options, home, leads, website, listings, Google Insights. Mm-hmm. Okay. Last option is business info.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you click on that, you should be able to scroll all the way towards the bottom of the page, and that's where you can add photos as well as change your logo if you'd like, and cover photo for the website. Those are the ones that we review, and then we'll publish them on your website for you as well in case you don't want to be hands-on. Mm-hmm.
Well, no, there's at the very bottom, there's the cover photo, and then different photos I already put on there.
Mm-hmm.
They're way at the bottom, so I don't know if anybody would see them, but.
Oh, no, this is not your website. Right now we're in the client dashboard, so that no one is actually seeing this information. This is just your internal account information. But when we, when we post these pictures, we usually use them on Google Posts. So that's something that appears right on your Google listing and clients can see them. That, of course, is not included on the website, but we can add all of these to your website, and we can make any custom pages if you'd like, for different types of galleries or sections if you would like.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like I just had two reviews the whole time. Holy cow. Okay.
Yes. Reviews for your Google profile also help a lot. So if you ever want to request reviews, that is also an option right here on your dashboard under the reviews tab. It's actually right next, or a couple spaces next to business info. Do you see the reviews tab right there?
I opened up reviews, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So that right there, it'll show you your reviews. It'll show you the most recent one, which was actually back in 2023. If you'd like to get, request a few more, that also helps a lot with optimization.
Okay. All right, well. Okay. I will see maybe one more spring, but if I don't get any more calls on this, it's just something that apparently nobody's interested in doing in my small town area. So.
Well, yeah, no, I completely understand. The thing is that I feel that you only have the website hosting. So if you ever feel that you might be able to invest a little bit in local SEO, or, you know, the different products we have, like Google Ads, or even we even do Yelp ads now. They are a little more costly, but we definitely do have options to get you more traffic versus just the website. But that is just something to think about. Okay.
And when I look under the lead section, it's a section I've never looked at before, and it says the names of people. Those are people that left a message before, and I never called them back, or what?
Let's see. Depending on your account, no. So you don't have call tracking anymore. So that lead section will show you any current leads coming in. For example, let me look it up here. Looks like you got a let me just go back. Brian Murphy. Yeah. So the last one I'm seeing coming in from the website was actually quite a while back. It looks like it was back in 2024.
Yeah.
So, okay. I mean, if you'd like to schedule the call with our website development team, they may, they have the option to customize your website, even add more pages if you need to help bring in more traffic. Mm-hmm. And that is at no extra cost in case you'd like me to schedule a call with them.
No, I used to have that and I didn't get much traffic. So, I don't know. Just,
I see.
Yeah. All right, we'll just keep it the way it is for now, and I'm going to just ride out this spring, and if it doesn't work, then I'm done. Because
I hear you.
Because it seems like nobody's finding me, so. Okay?
I hear you. Well, in the meantime, I'll make sure that we use every option available to help, you know, increase your traffic, and hopefully you do decide to stay with us. But in the meanwhile, I did bring your billing down to just $29 a month, and it's going to be every third billing that you'll pay. And that will start with this next month. So the 6th of April will be at no cost. And then, your next billing date would be just $29. Okay.
So there's somebody on the leads page. It says Daniel Reedy. And then there's this customer service box that's in the way. I can't get rid of that. I don't know how to get rid of it.
Oh, when you're clicking on leads?
Yeah, there's a box that's about, I never saw this. This is way back a couple years ago. But I can't read it because there's this customer service thing in the way.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you maybe able to take a picture or a screenshot of what you're seeing and maybe send it in via text message so I can have a better idea of what that is?
Yeah, I can't see around, so
okay.
I guess I'm going to call this guy. It's an old message, but I'm not sure what this is about. So, okay, I think I'm all set for now.
Okay. Well, either way, I'll keep an eye on your account. I'll send you the email confirming the new price change. And then if you ever do need to discontinue or even put it on hold, please just let us know at least 3 days before your billing date, which is every 6th of the month, and we'll make sure to take care of it and here. Okay? All right. Perfect.
Thank
and
you.
Was there anything else, Brian?
No, thanks.
All right. Well, I appreciate your time. Yeah. You have a wonderful day.
Bye.
Bye-bye.